Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you notice, my sermon says today, I am third. I don't know if you watched the news this week, but we had a sports figure die this week who meant a lot to me, and that was Gale Sayers, running back for the Chicago Bears, University of Kansas, and Omaha Central High School, where I went. In fact, my first high school football game was Omaha Central versus Omaha Tech, and my dad went to Tech, so he took me up to the ball game. I was 7 years old. And as we got up there, we were a couple minutes late and got right to our seats at kickoff. Kickoff happened. Gale Sayers took the ball 3 yards in the end zone and ran it to the other end zone for a touchdown. That was my introduction to high school football. But it's one of those things that was really important to me because Gale Sayers had an awakening after his knee was destroyed playing for the Bears. They sent him to rehab. And in his rehab, you walked in, and it was with a bunch of 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds who had had knee and heart surgery and that kind of thing. And he said, well, I'm a professional athlete. Walked into the room and found out he couldn't do as many sit-ups, push-ups. His heart rate wasn't as good as a lot of these older guys. And he said, for the first time in my life, I felt small. And, you know, he was cocky. He was an athlete and that kind of thing. So he started to do some thinking. And he says, where do I really count? What's important about where I am? And he came up with this philosophy where he put God first, his family second, and he was third. Now stop and think about that. Isn't that what all of us like to do too? You know, do unto others. Those kind of things. Well, Gale Sayers, I think, was really the embodiment of that. You know, the last few weeks we've been talking about forgiveness. And Pastor Larry, I actually have used some of your stuff in my sermon, so it's nice you're here. Okay? But we have themes that go through the lectionary, and forgiveness is one of the most important ones that we are dealing with right now. As Pastor Don said here this morning too, he said, we're going to deal with forgiveness. Well, yes, we are. It's important. If you want to look at the Old Testament lesson, I'd like to remind you of something. We're going to start with verse number 4. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine, and the soul of whose sins shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is my way not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? When a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. And again, when a wicked person turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he shall save his life. Talk about a clear statement of the gospel right there, forgiveness. You turn away from it, ask for forgiveness, you freely get it. Look at the Psalm, verses 4 and 5. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. And finally, in our epistle today, verses 14 through 18, do all things without grumbling or disputing. Well, that's tough for us to do, isn't it? That you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. Is he talking about today? Is the Bible valid? You bet it is. Among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of light, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you should be glad and rejoice with me. Remember, in our church, the forgiveness of sins is called justification, so that we are justified before God. You know, it's hard on that word because we look at justification and we have the word justice in there and we want to justify what we do. No. We are justified in the eyes of God is where justification comes from. So it's forgiveness of sins. Okay? All right. This is what Luther says about justification. This one and firm rock, which we call the doctrine of justification, is the chief article of the whole Christian doctrine, which comprehends the understanding of all godliness. And I got this out of Wikipedia, and I like this next sentence. Lutherans tend to follow Luther in this manner. For the Lutheran tradition, the doctrine of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, is the material principle on which all other teachings rest. We see that every week. But it's important. Okay? That's what the Protestant Reformation was based on, is right there. Not on what we do. Remember, friend, when we had that catechism and I asked, are you saved by what you do? And all three of you went, yes. Okay, because you came out of a Roman Catholic background. We're not. We're saved by faith alone. Luther talks about all of this in the Small Catechism. It's that book in which the Lord teaches us his ways, as the psalm tells us. And I really think what's important right now is the humiliation and exaltation of our Lord. All right, so what does that mean? Well, when Jesus came to earth, you got to remember, Jesus was with God from the beginning, right? Okay. So he had to take on the mantle of humanness, be born of woman, to come to earth. Okay. And we call that the humiliation because he's humiliated as God to come down in a sinful world. But if he hadn't done that, we wouldn't have the forgiveness of sins, and we wouldn't have justification before God. And why did God send him? Well, we talk about the first covenant, second covenant. In the words of institution, you'll hear here in a few minutes, we talk about, this is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the remission of sins. Okay, before that, we had all of these sacrifices that were burnt offerings. And God said, no, they're not getting it from that. So what happens is, he sends a new covenant. But he sends somebody to complete the old covenant. God is consistent. He can change, but he's always consistent, and he follows his own rules. So there had to be a major sacrifice to finish that. That's why he sent Jesus, right? And Jesus is God. Okay? But then, after the resurrection, after the crucifixion, we have the resurrection, where Jesus takes fully his divine essence that he had downplayed when he became a man and born of woman. When he had to live that human life and be crucified for our sins as God's ultimate sacrifice. But that's the exaltation. Remember, when Jesus refers to himself before the crucifixion, he's always the Son of Man. Except for two times when he calls himself something different. What does he call himself after the crucifixion? The Son of God. Okay, because he put on his divine mantle again. But yet, they're both there, aren't they? Both the man, both the divinity. Well, isn't this, in some respects, what happened to Gail Sayers? he found that he was powerless on his own. And he found and discovered that without God, he wasn't making it, both as a man, a husband, a father, and an athlete. So because of his faith, by faith alone, he turned to God. And he was saved by the sacrifice of Jesus on that cross. His sins were forgiven, and he was justified before God as a forgiven sinner. We were talking this morning a little bit. I lost a call one time because I called myself the CSIC, the Chief Sinner in Charge. And that's true. We're all sinners. And without that cross, we have no forgiveness. That cross means everything. But I think the next one is what's important too, and it's what we had in our psalm. Teach us your ways, O Lord. Now, does Gale Sayers let his ego take charge of him? Did before. You know, he was arrogant, you know, he was putting on airs. No, as Sayers wrote, I am not second, my family is second, both his immediate family and the charges for which he was responsible. When I was doing my master's at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, he was hired as the athletic director. And all of a sudden, the team started doing great because of his leadership. So he took on the mantle of supervising the charges underneath him, which became his family. So when we say my family is second, it's not just your blood family, it's for all the people we're responsible for. I think that example is really important for us today. As Paul teaches in his epistle lesson today in verse 4, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. So both our want and needs are just important to the want and needs of the others who are with us. And I really think that Gale Sayers knew that the wants and needs of his family, the young men and women he was working with, were more important to him than his own want and needs. But his is still important too. That's why it's part of the equation. God is first, my family is second, and I am third. As we finish our scriptures investigation today, I'd like to charge you all with something important for you to do. Of course, you know we're talking about law and gospel. Anything we do is law. Okay, gospel is what we receive. But I want you to live the gospel in your life this week and do something nice for somebody. You know, if you're at the store, help somebody put the groceries in their car. Compliment somebody in some way. Let the Holy Spirit lead your heart in doing something for somebody else this week. And it doesn't have to be major. I want to finish my sermon today with one more quote from Paul I think is important. You know, I look at what's going on in our world today, and this is not the world I grew up in or really understand. But in verse 14, he says, do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. My friends, let that light of Christ shine from you. And may this light of our Lord Jesus Christ keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.